First, the good news for local LGBT people who are 50 years of age and older. More than 80% find Milwaukee to be somewhat or very LGBT friendly. Yet they're not confident when considering their future housing, according to UWM researcher and social work professor Mark Williams. He says a significant number of survey respondents believe they'll eventually live in an assisted living facility or nursing home, but most fear they won't feel safe or comfortable.
Which raises a question about, do they know where to go to find a place that will respect them, that will care for them? They'll be able to be open about who they are. Or are they going to encounter what we hear from a lot of older adults, that they feel like they have to go back in the closet as a result of becoming more dependent, needing to be institutionalized or go into a facility where they're dependent on the care of others who may not treat them with dignity if they know about their LGBT status?
Williams says such worries can put a senior's health at risk.
We know that physically, psychologically, stress has a cumulative effect for folks who are constantly experiencing this stress of how to navigate who is it safe for me to be open with or who is it not safe for me to be open with.
Perhaps the biggest fear that many of us have as we get older is the fear of isolation.
Karen Gotzler heads the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center. She says the survey's findings on housing fears don't surprise her. She's heard such talk among fellow LGBT people who are 50 and older.
In large part, part of the reason we're in this situation is that so many people in the older generation were disowned by their families or were abused by their families, and so they have created a family for themselves. And as their created family, their family of choice, as those individuals pass on or are too old, they really do come to be much more alone in the world.
But Gotzler says now that advocates see the concerns in black and white, she hopes they take action.
It's clear that that's a big area that we're going to have to focus on as a community so that there are more places where older adults can feel comfortable being themselves.
Gotzler says the community could build housing designed for LGBT seniors or invest in training for caregivers. She also takes some solace in knowing that attitudes about LGBT people continue to evolve. And by the time younger people are seniors, more may have support from their families and the community at large. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.